You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. We are right after a seven-day training called Pickup Academy that I've done for the past 12 years. This year was very, very truly special because we did it online. So props to the gentlemen that were there. Many of us are here listening to the live call tonight and dedicated 7 days of their lives from different time zones, different continents, different countries to truly refine, sharpen. It was interesting. As much as it's always so awesome to be able to take you guys in field, there was a plus, if you pay attention always to the plus wherever you go. This way you make it pay off no matter what. Minus the distractions of relocation and so on, I think that we tapped deeper, higher, and broader than ever before. So I'm going to make even those who were not there truly benefit and help you to take it to a whole different result. First, a different level of results and a whole different level of life and experience and everything. Well, maybe you're listening and you're visiting this podcast for the first time and you haven't had the experience of diving in and attending a boot camp, a convention, and so on. Yet, there might be places in your life where you've had the following experience. Oftentimes, sometimes even, let's say, with something as simple as going on a vacation, and I'm sure you've gone to convention for work and so on, we get excited. We're having a rich experience. It's promising. The promise causes us to reopen to possibilities, options, solutions. We come to life, and it feels good, and we're excited. And then we are in our everyday reality, and many, at first, unless we also address that, can later on report, hey, I was doing so good right after the training, but then after. Trust me, I have been there. As a matter of fact, in my days of attending a world record of events with Tony Robbins, his event Unleash the Power Within, I think I did over 40 of them. It was so common that there would be a bonus class to help you avoid that. So, here's the simple answer. Well, of course, we spend it on average 5 hours a day. So, can you continuously do 5 hours a day? Probably not. Although, in a crisis situation, we could, even though we're working all day, dedicate ourselves 5 more hours. So I like to keep that open too. So if suddenly the quantity goes down, then of course we experience a little less of the benefits. So what is the alternative? The alternative is this. Sustain and maintain the mindset that got you there. That's the secret. Sustain and maintain the mindset that got you there. Because there's a trick in life. That phenomenon does not only apply to attending a seminar or a workshop or a boot camp. That phenomenon, you see, for example, if an athletic team scores very high, even if they had at some point the Lakers had years ago a three-peat, 3 years in a row they won. Or you see that also in the arts, music. You know, nobody wants to be the one-hit wonder. I personally experienced it a few times in my life the hard way. At some point I worked my ass off. We had a wonderful group of people. We had a vision, a mission to move in a mansion. To make it happen, our schedule was surreal. We would wake up every day at 5 a.m. and we worked all through the day until 2 a.m. We combine it with, we had a private classes of MMA. We had private workouts, so we would stay optimal. We would pause suddenly and meditate and then go back to it and do power naps. And we were so hungry because we wanted it so bad. We were really to do whatever it would take to make it happen. And then suddenly, even though I had predicted it, here we are in the mansion, and our mindset shifted. So if we're after a result, we must always stay connected with what got us to produce the result, the mindset. Otherwise, by the time we're at the result, that's when we no longer approach it with hunger. So it would be foolish to expect that somebody after a 7-day training does another 7 days while they're working. They could, but that's not it. Of course, you're going to have to charge a little bit. Of course, you're going to have to attend to other matters. The one secret, the secret point is the mindset, even stronger. So today, be on this call even more eager than the most eager you have ever been in your life. And that dynamic can make a big difference at all levels in a person's life. Because how often do we do our best to present ourselves well to get the job, but we don't sustain that mindset that got us to do our best initially? We enter a relationship, we're ready to go out of our way to make it wonderful, but then we don't stay connected with that same mindset. Okay, my brothers, in case you didn't know, press *6 to mute yourself. Oh, I got it. I can mute you guys on my side also. Let's move on with excitement to the next question. So a gentleman that was not at the 7-day training is asking how the various systems in pickup were developed by the gurus behind the marketing. I think he meant to say beyond. And why they are organized the way that they are, that makes them pleasing to the feminine. Well, it's a wonderful question. The first thing that I would examine is what is the intention with the question. There will be times when people just ask things and we have other priorities in life, so we're not always going to treat it the way I'm about to treat it. But when it comes to make the progress that you want to make, one thing that's essential for you as you is to get closer to you. Because sometimes we can be a little bit in denial, in avoidance, or we can focus on a point that's not the point. So I would suggest first ask yourself, why am I asking? Am I asking because I'm really curious about this and I've always had a fascination and a passion for identifying systems? So that could be interesting. Or am I asking that because I'm once again looking for, hopefully, maybe that answer will make it easier for me. But I'm going to answer that question, okay? I'm going to tell you, the system is simple. Anyone that achieves anything of value in life, anybody, they go at it with a vengeance. Oftentimes, it's an extreme need that gets people to put together systems, to research, to refine, and to produce something. That need can come from threefold. A passion. Oh my God, I love this. It could be an opportunity. Wow, this is such a good opportunity. I got to take it, whatever it takes. And for many, like me, desperation. Desperation. Anything less than that, we will enter it a little too soft. If we grab a pencil and we barely caress the paper, it might be a sexy thing to caress paper like that. If it's your finger and it's on the skin of a girl, you barely touch her skin. But it would not leave an imprint on the paper. And even if we were serious about it, we would know, wait a minute, pencil on a paper, it gets wet, it's gone. So what can we do? Well, if we like computers, Let's create a folder with those notes, and let's have a backup and a backup of a backup. If we want it to be remembered for a long time, we can carve it on the wall. If we want it to really have a powerful meaning in our lives, we can tattoo it. So don't tackle. And all the guys, in our own ways, life is not the way you think it is in the question. There's no time when we're going to sit down and pre-plan it like this. It's a bunch of trial and error. The best trial and error is in the midst of the action. Otherwise, we're just talking. But the problem is if you just go trial and error without information, why? It could be very costly, very damaging. So ideal, a blend of both. I hear an idea, I put it into practice right now, right now. I'm in the practice of something, I do some research to make it even better, and I go back and forth, left and right. Their system, the core of all systems is, and I got disappointed, but I didn't let disappointment decide. I found myself in situations so weird and messed up. Hey, you want to go back in time with me for a little bit? And that may be helpful to some. So I hope that I'm going to get a girlfriend because it's been a while since the passing of my first wife. I don't know where I picked it up from. I realized later on in life it wasn't me, but I need to be slapped because I exist. I have a psychology of life and a mindset of life and a reference of how people would fall in love and that it would happen. That is absolutely ridiculous, but I'm not seeing it. And on top of that, I have a sense of me that even though I don't like to believe so, I'm as fucking insecure as can be. My self-esteem is so low. And genuinely, I like myself, but I also very strongly dislike myself. But what man wants to admit that? So, in front of other people, I mean, hey, how are you? And I'm trying hard to not show that I'm desperate. And I also have this false sense of the feminine that doesn't even allow me to put the pieces together when I'm at a seminar, I'm learning, and arrives a member. First, what's wrong with me? I went there to be at a seminar. I don't have the balls to go to the place where I can find a girl. I do have the balls, let me correct, but I don't know it. So instead, I'm very rapidly thinking, maybe I can meet a girl there. Yeah? Hey, we've all been there. That's me, Vince Kelvin, telling you that I've been there too. And suddenly an elevator opens and I'm in such deep layers of delusion and denial that arrives a girl and she's got a kid and they have more suitcase than they can carry. They're also at the hotel. No part of me pays attention to the damage on the suitcase. No part of me goes, why didn't you get the bell desk and why so many suitcases? Maybe it is that you perhaps found a way to come here, but you don't even have a place. Could it be? And why the suitcase so dirty and disorganized? And why didn't you find a way to stay downstairs? Can you please, sir, at the front desk, keep two of those suitcases? I'm a strong woman. I'm going to bring my first two suitcases to the room, and then I'll grab the other one. I don't see that because she's that much prettier than most, because back then I don't look at early signs of cellulite. I don't pay attention to, wait a minute, the clothing. Wow. That's a wardrobe that really needs to be updated. I say, oh my God, she's so beautiful. I don't pay attention. No, her roots. She's neglecting her rook. Either she's broke, or she doesn't care about that, or she doesn't even see it. But all I see is the most beautiful girl I have ever met. And like a dumbass moron, instead of going, hey, you came a long way, it took you a lot to come to this seminar, make it pay off, go find a chair all the way to the front. No, I become the savior, and I carry all of the luggage of a girl that's way more disorganized than me, even though I'm not yet that organized. My own silly little mind is thinking, she's going to be so impressed. She's going to be my girlfriend. I'm so blind that I don't see that. She's not very polite. She doesn't say, hey, thank you very much. If anything, she's giving me signs that she doesn't even care about me. and she cannot see the kindness, and she's also, with experience, I don't see, if she's a little bit better that as a guy, I'm flirting with her by carrying her luggage, then be the strong woman who goes, no, that's okay, I got this, me and my boy is going to help me. Or that would say, like, yeah, help me, but if you think that you're going to flirt with me this way, please don't. I despise men like that. Sure enough, I bring her to the room, and I am trying to stay cool. And then I see her talk with that guy later on. The guy is chill. He doesn't seem to be so, like, destabilized by her beauty. And he looks pretty cool, actually. He's got a didgeridoo. He's visiting from Australia. He's chill. His shirt is a little bit open. And I don't know that I could be even more cool than this guy, because I bought into bullshit thing that robs me from going, maybe you can optimize your passion a little bit, and maybe you can learn how to talk like that too. So right away I go, oh no, that imbecile, and so on. Suddenly I see her, oh my God, I didn't realize, because I get to my room. My room is close to hers. Now my mind goes, oh my God, it's going to happen. We have, this is so perfect. And middle of the night, because she saw where my room is, knock on the door. I can't believe it. There is a God. Wow. Good job with the luggage, Vince. 2:30 a.m. when we're starting early the next day, and I decided to get some sleep. And by the way, why didn't I go for another round to see what other girls was there? No, I go back to, I need my sleep. She's behind the door. Oh, my God. I'm going to make love, you guys. This is so awesome. She asked me if I by any chance have any condoms, and another door open, and the guy from Australia goes, I found some. Now, that beautiful girl would not have condoms and came to me to ask me in the middle of the night if I had condoms. And I'm thinking that this is a great woman that I would want to have in my life. Come on. So from that place of desperation, when you're in situations like that, what choices do you have? Feel sorry for the rest of your life? You're too strong for that, so what do? You engage in a little debate, just so you can be reassured that you're doing a little bit, but you will never get all of the results that you want because you're not diving in. So you ask a question. If you ask a question to someone, you either trust their answer or you don't ask them a question, because you can't be like that girl, or you go look elsewhere. But how do the various systems in pickup were developed by the gurus? They were developed because those men got hungry. Those men got persistent. Those men got resilient. Those men, every time they thought that it was it, they had done it, there was another piece that was missing. Those men were willing to be in the trenches at 2, 3 a.m. Two girls are there. You're thinking you're going to have your first threesome ever. And one of them drank a little too much. Now she's puking. Now it's so dramatic. Now part of you goes, what am I doing here? Part of you is like, but I could still make it. And then you go back at it, and you go back at it, and somebody comes around and goes, you need to work on your identity. One more piece? No, that's not one more piece. That's all the pieces. You're hungry. You want it. We heard Hypnotica, my dear friend, brother, and colleague yesterday, explained the same thing. So you got to get hungry, and you got to realize how bad it is. But we don't want to see how bad it is. So take a moment with yourself. Realize how bad it is. How much longer you want to tiptoe? How soon will you dive in? Well, I'm not diving in. I'm here on every Monday call. Yeah, that score's pretty good right there. But how are you here? And are you here where you do the same thing again and again? You got to be willing to do what's hard, what's different. That's what we were willing to do. That's how you uncover a system. And then that idea that there is a system, it's treating processes like things. And all the elements, we at some point uncover them. If at some point you don't work on your voice, and you think that you're going to attract a girl by talking like this, and anybody that's listening to you after 30 seconds, they're lost in their own thoughts because you never raise your volume, you never go lower, you're going to have to work on your voice. So we all did. At some point, you're going to have to optimize your style because you want to be a character. You don't want to be the guy that your buddies are looking for you. And two genuine people say, oh, we're going to help you find your friend. What does he look like? And you go, he's got a shirt, about what does he look like? Well, he's not too tall and he's got black hair. Come on, we're not going to find that in a crowd. There's so many other people. What about your motivation? What about your time efficiency? Everything. At some point, you know, at some point we get more girls. What's the next problem? How do I keep up with it? Well, let me dive into time efficiency. Now, I teach pickup, but somebody may recognize something that came from time efficiency. And for me, for example, I remember there was this lady named Lauren Slocum. At some point, somebody points out she was in charge of the entire Tony Robbins crew. At some point, somebody tells, you know, one thing that's incredible about Lauren, she's like Yogi Bhajan, the founder of Kundalini Yoga. She has a knack to put the right person at the right place for the right reasons. And I go, oh, never heard of that. They tell me a story. They go, yeah, Yogi Bhajan, for example, at some point there was a kind of a vagrant that was hanging around one of the temple. And, well, what do? You kick out the vagrant? Oh, well, we yogis. Wow. Why don't we have him make sure that he keeps an eye on the place at night when we're sleeping? Whoa, that's a good win-win right there. Oh, wow, so nobody has to lose. And I pay attention. I go, indeed, she has a knack for that. And suddenly I realize, where did she put me? At the art room. Wow, she's good. Let me apply that to my pickup. Let me take that piece. Later on, it's part of my system. So you got to let go totally, brother, of thinking you're going to find something with that question. It's an interesting question. It's a secondary question. And if you want to make it be a primary question, then take the lesson that was just given right now and get hungry and dive in and cover more ground. And no system was ever created or no guru was ever made without do it again, do it again. The other guy is barely doing it. I'm doing it 100 times. I'm doing it again. I go until, I sound better right now. No, do it again. You don't want to sound better. You want to be the best. All right. What else? What other questions do we have? Anything live? Anybody wants to ask a question live? Or if you typed it and you want to hear it live now? You want to say that we'll hear it.
Hey, VK, all questions to hear. Question, how do we, but maybe better rephrasing it, what does it take for us to see
bad it is? Since we work so closely, tone, okay? Be the man whose tone is kind of always like you're on to something, even in moments that are not so easy. That's priceless for attraction, for also a just, you know. You put five men together. Very rapidly, who will lead? The one who's got the tone that presupposes that. So your tone is beautiful. Constantly refine it. Tone, play with it. So, and by playing with it, you become more aware of your own tone, and you can shift it and optimize it and make it surreal. And then you can hear other people. A big part of what are people really saying is what's their body doing as they're saying it, and what's their voice saying as they're saying it. And then you can call girls on their bullshit. One of the gifts I wanted to give last week that eluded me, and I can bring it back. It's appealing. The moment you become slightly more appealing, I mean, women are beautiful beings. Life is, Bill say life is very short and there's no time. So why not have an opportunity? It's pleasant, you know, to have a little relationship or something. The woman, she's inclined to it to some degree. But her mind is telling you something else. So if you become a master at this, you will often see the girl goes like, no, I better go, but she's looking at you and biting her lips. Or oftentimes the body's saying something, the body's opening a little bit, and the stories they're hearing, they share them with you, and they go, oh, you know, I don't think that I could. And then you go, you're cute. You gotta learn how to listen to your body. And you point it out, you go, your words are saying you better go, but did you see what you did with your body? You slouch more on the sofa. So what do you need from me, sweetheart? The permission that it's okay for you to stay and to listen to your body. Usually they will be, shut up, that's not true. But you then say, maybe not. And you'll notice it the next time it happens. And even if it didn't happen, in a way that's very visible, since she wasn't paying attention to it, she won't really know it. And now you got a great topic and theme. And so you got to listen to your body. Now, with a tone that reflects that, you mean this because you really want to get it. What were you going to say, my beautiful brother? Did my phone die?
No. I actually forgot the question now. but I would ask, what are more optimal ways for us to approach this, or more optimal ways to come back to this, to come back to the practice in and of itself?
Okay, your question is twofold, okay? So we're going to dissect it in two, if you gentlemen want to really hear the gold. Personally, here's an optimal point, okay? You hear a lot throughout the day. You hear so much in your head. You hear, and we can go online, watch a video, and we're exposed to so much. You know, we don't even realize that at some point to see a tiger, you had to relocate to another continent. At some point to see the snow, the expense of people skiing, you couldn't see it on TV. There was no TV. Okay, so we get so absolutely immune to everything. It's like, yeah, I know. Wow. Okay, movies, you got like big explosion and so on. It's like alien invasion. Okay, imagine somebody from like a hundred years ago, they see a movie. Oh my God, look at that spaceship. Oh, but how did they make, for us, it's like, oh, that was just, how was the alien movie last night? It was all right. I didn't see the end. I fell asleep. Okay, so a point of focus is the, we don't know what we can do with one idea, and it's also dependent on who hears it. See, at some point, Tony Robbins heard Jim Rohn. He wasn't the only person that ever heard Jim Rohn. At some point, AZD heard Matador at his first boot camp, and he gave credits for it. He wasn't the only person that heard that. At some point, I heard Marshall Silver. There were many others in the room. So it's dependent on who's going to hear it. So when we hear stuff like what we're listening to tonight, for you, not for me, never for the speaker, but for you as a listener, since you're giving your time, you may as well make it count. Ask yourself, just how much can this benefit for me? So that's an example of a point of return. Now, the other aspect of the question, and we'll come back to the first aspect, is all of us, we may be in denial. We got to hear it until we detect it again and again and again. We hope that things are going to get done by themselves. We just want the reward. We just want the reward, don't we? Wouldn't you love it if suddenly you were like, I thank you, everybody, for this award, and I appreciate the $1 million. So that would be like, yes. But 20 years of effort and dedication to get there, that's a different story, especially on a daily basis. Oh, I got to make one more phone call. Oh, man. All right. So we hope, and advertisers tell us constantly, we hope that maybe it doesn't have to be that way. Maybe there's that one trick that will produce that result. It's so subconsciously conditioned, because the majority of our experience is subconscious. We're not fully conscious or conscious at all, aware at a level of awareness of it. It happens, but we don't detect it. So that leads to question two, what's the one thing? Well, why would you, even if there's one good thing, you really think that one thing will do it? The guy changes his tonality a little bit, but he's in front of a woman. He still believes that she's better than him, and he's not sure that he can have her. Okay, so now we got to work on two things, not one thing, because just one, then now the guy believes he can have the woman, but he's talking to her like this. Your belief is not going to make her not realize that. What a fucking annoying voice. Okay? So you understand. So we rapidly got to go from, it's not one thing. It's a multitude of things. I expose myself simultaneously to, because after a while, I need equilibrium a little bit. Like a juggler can juggle with one ball for a moment. You got to do that, but you got to introduce a second one. So there's a dynamic. Yeah. Like you can learn one note, but after a while you got to put two other notes at least, not to play like a chord with four notes or more, with a seventh or a ninth, for those who know music. Then you got to introduce the dynamic of not just one thing, but it's like breath in, breath out. You take one thing and you work on it with the awareness of I'm also working on the dynamic. Now, if you do this, then, well, you want to go for the best approach. But what really is the best approach? The best approach is everything. For me, I'm a strategist. My seduction is based on strategizing. Initially, on one of my early business cards, it says success strategist. So I would strategize. If, let's say, I got to go to battle and I'm a strategist, and I go, we're going to battle. What do you recommend? Do you recommend we go from the back like that or from the front? I'm the type that I would say, victory is the only option, brothers. So we're going to go from above, from below, from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back. We're going to go from inside also. We're going to send those fuckers some subliminal messages or something. We're going to find a way to impact them from the inside. Or we're going to go Muhammad Ali and start to frighten them so they hear the voice of fear in their own mind. We're going to be Ali Bumbaye, I am the greatest. And the other one kept on seeing Ali getting very cocky. And after a while, anybody that sees somebody being cocky goes, hey, maybe he's going to beat me up. Good, that's it. I planted a fucking bomb in your brain. Now, when I do my own processes, I love to, you know, imagine I'm not being infused by a higher intelligence that already knows all that I need to do, that knows the remedy, and I'm 100% in this right now without me having to try to figure it out, because that force is even greater than the best any possible human could conceive. Then I'm thinking, okay, so am I going to keep it that there's a light that passes through your third eye? I'm like, oh, I want that light everywhere. So then I'm make it 360, and then if you ever look at pictures and you blow up the picture, then you see the pixelation. I'm going, okay, but I don't want pixelation right there. It's transparent, but I want it of a density where it does not omit anything. So I would say when we go with don't go with what's the one thing. That is so weak if you think about it also. No judgment, no offense, okay? But what's the one thing, okay? Suddenly, it's a contest. You can take all the money that you want. You have 1 hour of this money everywhere. What's the biggest bill that you have? In America, it's 100. Places in Europe, it's 1,000. No, you didn't really realize. You can take everything. Why would you go back to the biggest one? So those questions like, what's the best and so on? I would go. Depends who you are. If you're kind of visiting and you hope, a quick fix, there won't be one. A quick fix will fuck you up, because what if you're in front of a girl that is pretty deadly and pretty intense, and next she may sleep with your best friend, and you just happen to know one way to get a girl rapidly like that, and you get her, but you don't have the rest, so you're jeopardizing yourself. That's why so often guys who tiptoe, they never really take action, because the inner intelligence knows, hey, I'm not equipped enough to handle this. So, for me, I would go, what's the best thing? Everything. What's one thing? Everything. On the other hand, well, we got to honor the polarity. It's not an either or. We're not fanatics. We're committed to what is the wisest and the most phenomenal. So, at the level of one thing, here's one powerful exercise. Through the course of one day, one practice, one pursuit of a goal, pursuit of anything, there's going to be deviation or distractions. Words are never easy to be used, because a person may think a distraction meaning somebody coming at the door. That is not exactly what we refer to. We think of something a little deeper. There's going to be four to keep it at that for now, but it will be more gravitation, okay? And one gravitation is that things pile up in life, and even if, let's say, you ever wake up one day and you go, oh, I feel good, man, this is good. And then you deal with one person, and maybe they just say, I feel, but you too? Wow, man, wow, let's share the love. And then you feel, I feel optimal. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that phone call. I need this, and that. And even if suddenly you call and they go, yeah, got it. Okay, what else do you need? We got it as well. It'll be ready for you in 10 minutes. Okay, we then bring it to your door, and we won't even ring the bell. At some point, it's not going to be 10 minutes. And at some point, you open the package that they brought you, and you realize one thing was missing. And then you try to call them, but the phone is busy. And then the first time, you may be, hey, I'm having such a good day, who cares? But then it's going to accumulate, and it's going to destabilize us. Same thing in field. Yeah, man, let's go do some pickup. You're talking with the girl, and she's a person that we don't know where she's been, but she's got the equivalent of manners that's smaller than the brain of a squirrel. And I like squirrels. I saw one this morning. But suddenly you're talking to her, and she doesn't even say anything, and she walks away. She can even say, will you please excuse me? My friends are there. You have a wonderful night. Okay, it's 2020. Do you expect like a half drugged out and buzzed chick in a nightclub is going to say that? No, maybe she'd be like, all right, man, bye. But she doesn't even do that. And it happens again and again and again. So we, by default, we'll get destabilized, and then we're battered, and then we hear the voice kind of like this, and then the next task seems like it's a lot. So a point of return is, despite anything, anywhere, clean slate. I take all of my power back. Now, as those things happen, so the second manifestation is we get excited, and we're like, yes, it's going to happen. And then our trust gets eroded. And maybe we find ourselves at a place, why didn't I do that? I should have said this. And it's good to be able to assess, okay, let me remember next time. The road driving to the left led to a dead end. So when I go to that place again, to not end up in the dead end, it's important that I'm aware, don't make a left at that point. That could be done very pleasantly, very sharply, very alpha, but most people are still going to be, oh, God damn it, I did it again. So there's an element of we do have to correct certain things, and there's how we go about correcting them, piling so much drama, self-accusation, self-hatred, desperation, recontemplating our entire life, going like my whole life. We fast at doing this. And then we live a life that's presupposed to something went wrong. And some people, they look back at their past, their childhood, and they never forgot what happened. They never came to peace with it, even if something better could have been done. So after a while, here's a human being that hopes to create a great life, but the majority of their internal templates are under the impression that something somewhere, somehow went wrong. So we got to come back to, if I knew exactly for sure that no matter what happened to me, what I did, what I didn't do, it's all part of a higher plan that I cannot comprehend. And everything is in place, and I'm the right person at the right place doing the right thing in the right way. This, now we're breathing again. If we stay with that point of focus, okay? So first point of focus is clean slate. Doesn't matter what people did, what people didn't do. I hold nothing against me or anybody else, and I'm again a fresh start, okay? Fresh start. The second point of focus is, doesn't matter if I feel like I'm deviated, something is wrong, and so on. I will pay attention, but I grant myself, what if nothing ever went wrong, and it's all part of a greater plan. So now I am more reassured. Now the next one is, it always takes longer than we know it, and it'd be wonderful if we tell a guy, make sure that you are a little more lively when you speak. And the guy was like, thank you for telling me. Wow, you're so lively. This is incredible. But it's probably going to take going back at it. It's not going to change very much. Same thing, starting a business and so on. So right there, it's important to have the understanding that is going to cause us to get lazy. Okay, because we could get the result. Everything comes with a price. Everybody wants the super flat abs. If you ever really wanted those super flat abs, you know what it took, unless you got a tummy tuck. But even then, that's a pretty hardcore process to go through. And then the recovery, and then coming off the pills that they gave you, or going raw because you didn't want to take any fucking pills. So then it's going to take so much more effort, and we're a little bit lazy. Okay, so at that point, we need to come back. It's not abnormal, okay? Oh, I'm the first one. Like, oh, yeah, man, today I'm taking on the world, and I do this, and I have my plan, and then I'm a little tired, and then if I don't pay attention to it, before I know it, I'm slacking. And it's not a bad thing, but right there, the point of return is like, come on, get hungry. There you got to go raw once again. And we can't only and always be raw, okay? Especially that the moment you get raw a little bit and you mean fucking business. Seeing, for example, you see like 35 people sign up for an event, they want it and so on. At the end, it's always the same. There's a couple of people and it's okay. Everybody goes at it. What's important is that we know cause and effect, okay? And the final point of return is that we're all free to have certain opinions, and a lot of opinions were shared about us growing up. I'm going to do a whole masterpiece in the next couple of weeks on that. So after a while, the reasons why you can be pure radiance of love and love you all the way are very eroded. Some people, not everybody will like us, even if we were like goodness in the flesh, radiance, brilliant goodness in the flesh. Oh, somebody's going to be, why the fuck are they so happy? Somebody's not going to care. They're going to be, oh, I love how you're very happy, and they're going to not realize that they stepped on our toe and there's the accidental imbecile. So there's never mistaken, Jim Rohn used to say, a kind person for a bright person, or a bright person for a kind person. Okay? Never mistaken. Never mistaken a friend for the ultimate authority in what's best for you in your life. It could be a wonderful, very good friend. So I love those lessons. Wow, they open a lot of doors. So also, we are conditioned constantly to judge ourselves. Okay? At some point, you're going to have pile up so much like resentment towards not only others, towards yourself. You got to come back to pure radiance of love. I love you exactly the way you are. So those are examples of 4 points of return. Let's see if you guys remember them. Okay. Point of return number one, things pile up. We need return to a clean slate. Point of return number two, let's see who listened. Point of return number two, what was it? Who wrote it down? What was point of return number two? Total trust. Because as things appear to go the wrong way after a while, or, hey, I'm the right person at the right place, my erode. Point of return number three. It takes time and it takes effort. And sure, you see the end result on TV. I've won that. Who doesn't want the big fucking life and all the rewards and everything? What does it take to get it? Everything. Okay. And do we want to give everything? No. We're all of us, you know. We got to defy the odds. That's why so much motivation uses that wording, defy the odds. The odds are really, more often than I know it, I will be lazy, I will slack off, I will get this, but I got to defy that. And I won't defy it once and for all, and I'm never going to be lazy again in my life. And if I strengthen so much in one area, I may be lazy in another. I've coached guys that would jump off airplanes and do things that you couldn't believe a human could do, but I've seen the same guys go freaked out in front of a girl in a nightclub. All right? So I've seen brilliant people make amazing business deals, but then you go, why are they not getting rid of that belly gut that gets the button of their shirt to be open? They don't even see that they're talking business with a fucking unbuttoned shirt. So now the last one is, so we got to get
back to get hungry. I'm going to war. I'm doing this. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. And then the last point of return as examples is we will be judged, we will judge, and we will judge ourselves. So we got to get back to pure radiance of love. We do all of that for ourselves. The protocol is simple. The system is before you find a point of return, you need to find a point of departure. So start to identify the tendencies that, as they pile up, find you far away from your initial intention, far away from your initial desire, and then ask yourself, what will be the point of return? Again, it's tricky for many because we're so conditioned to live at the surface in life that you got to understand those are substructure templates, internal processors. They are not like, oh, my point of return is I get my goal. And though it can be applied to, wow, the place got pretty dirty, let's clean. So it's the same principle. I love what we covered tonight, okay? You're free to do whatever you want with it, but in all humility, I think that this is solid stuff. We did the point of return, and another question that's based on confusion, but that's okay, I will answer it with the intention to really assist the person who asked. How does trancing work in pickup? There again, pause for a second. Okay. Do carrots and tomatoes, can they be combined? Yeah, they're two things, and we alter them. You're thinking too much in terms of objects. Okay? Trancing is so broad. Pickup is so broad. We will uncover. Trancing is a phenomenon. It's not a thing. So, for example, a guy speaks in a way that is very monotone because there's traffic around and the person that's listening, first, they have zero obligation to listen because it's a street interaction. They have their own preoccupation, their own inner voice, and because the person never shifts their tone and they talk like that, the other person trances back to their own thoughts or the environment. And then they don't register what the person was saying. How does trance work in pickup? Here's just one tiny of the million examples we could uncover and continue to uncover. Watch, because a static frame also would be the non-understanding that if we teach one thing today and we all pay attention, we're not the same tomorrow. So you are living in a little Lego world where you're treating the matters of life that fluctuate, that evolve, that are very complex as if they're tiny little pieces. And that's understandable because we're surrounded by objects. So you got to remind yourself, it's a process. It's multifaceted. It has nuances in it. It's organic. It's alive. Okay? So there the application could be. If something is done in a very repetitive way, it will cause people to kind of trance. Example, you're driving and you didn't realize that you made it home. You are reading a book and your eyes are still following the letters, but you didn't realize that you disconnected and you are not just present with the word you just read. So once you understand that that aspects of the trancing phenomenon, be honest and go the way I speak. Could it be that I cause that effect and that's why girls don't really listen to me and don't stay very long? Yes. Now, once I'm aware of this, it is true also that when a woman is preoccupied a little bit about, oh, I probably should get going soon, and not in a pleasant way, with a pleasant tone of voice that we worked on, we start to go, hey, you know what? When you were a little girl, did you ever like fantasize that suddenly, you know, for the rest of our life, we could just do whatever we wanted? And now, will you take her on a journey? And part of how you're going to take her on the journey, if you suddenly go and suddenly you turn around, that's for storytelling and excitement and loosen her up. But if you do that in that moment, suddenly you meet her and she goes, oh, anyway, I better get going. I didn't see the time. That was such a fun story. Goodbye. No. in that moment, you continue like that till the surroundings are being forgotten about. And even though we are here at a certain time and we're present, we begin to go in a journey in the mind that is so intense, it feels as if you already lived it. Trancing could also be using this. It relaxes the person a little bit, and in that moment, the same way you pass by a whole bunch of places, but you were in a little bit of a everyday driving trance and you did not realize it, or you pass by a whole bunch of words and letters, you didn't realize it, and then we can use that to pass by the critical factor that would be, yeah, well, I'm not like this, yeah, but I'm not that. And then, of course, you could do a tiny baby rendition. You can use it as humor. You could look at a girl and go, those eyes, are you trying to hypnotize me? Because if you are, it is working. Here, I am madly falling in love with you, and you make her laugh. And then you go, no, I refuse your next command. I know what you're telling me. You want me to kiss you? Fine. Your hypnotic power is so great, I cannot resist it. And you kiss her that way. You could also go, ha, 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 ha. You ever heard about hypnosis? People make me laugh. She doesn't know you're a hypnotist. And you go, ha, ha. Like you could really go and look at someone and go, as you look deeply into my eyes, even though you do not know it, something is shifting within you. And you have a first little glimpse of what it would be like. Part of you wonders, like, I wonder about this guy. That is so silly. Oh, in a joke, I transfer, only a very seasoned hypnotist would stand up and go, oh, my, you, we need to talk. Let's talk and find 100 more ideas like that as we talk. And not think about all the way, and probably you're meeting all the ones that are that will be there that we won't see. And sits a man across from that, a very capable, beautiful man who has an incredible ability to organize things. But everything that's incredible, you know, atom, the atom can, that's potent, so it can destroy or it can do something wonderful. Notices that there's an appeal. He's realizing, wow, those two men talking like that. And then he suddenly thinks, I wonder how they created this system. And I wonder if the system of the one to the left or the one to the right is better. Unknowing that his brilliance is misallocated, because what good is that going to bring him? And who's there to say the one to the left is better than the one to the right? But one thing is to be known for sure. The one that heard the other one's idea, that you could use a little joke to transfer mildly and briefly, which would probably even be more potent if it was done with the person's awareness that hypnosis will be done, because she's laughing and you plant a little seed. That's a brilliant idea, and the other person is probably going to have this idea with them. So whose system was it? And what if the guy that just heard this idea happens to then tell a story at some point and go, my buddy was doing this and doing that, and then tells the girl. And now he's hypnotizing at an even deeper level, because he's repeating the same story, but he's pretending, that, not pretending, we don't want to pretend, he's just telling a story. And now for him, it worked in a way where it was an interesting story. And we're not machines, we're not robots, so questions like that, they would apply if we program a computer. For a human, the human will simply and only miss out. Here's another very interesting final question. Pre-post activity preparation to maximize the efficiency, effectiveness of a trance. Beautiful. Well, the hypnotist, usually in a trance, there's pre-hypnotic seduction, suggestion. And there's the post one. So I would recommend you learn a little bit more about those. I would urge you to do it with the resource I created, or to ask, because I don't want to make this call be about that, or ask in our next session. But don't ask questions if you're not willing to go all the way. Or then say, I'm just curious, I probably never will do much about it. And then for you, know what the purpose is. The first thing a hypnotist will do, They start a trance a little bit where they talk. I've done 120,000 hours of hypnotherapy. I conducted in 1997. I was voted best hypnotist in America. Not to brag, but just to know that what you hear will really help you. So the first thing that comes in the way are misconceived notions. A person could very well have a wonderful trance experience and probably could also start to create their own. But what references do they have before? If they heard somewhere, oh, hypnosis, be careful. So they're open, but they're a little bit concerned. If they think that only if I go very deep and I don't hear the hypnotist at all, will I be in a trance, then they would be missing out. So the hypnotist takes a little time to talk about that and get the person to realize that trance is a natural phenomenon. By now, for example, I'm realizing that I'm trancing because I'm not sure how much time I've been on the phone with you, and I do need to get going. Next, since suggestion, we're going to be using them to produce results. Why don't we also give a few suggestions ahead of time to begin to optimize the process itself? So right there, I would pause for a second. I would avoid doing it. All your meditation, all your practices, okay? Even a workout. If you pressed on time, 30 seconds. You got to pause and come back to being conscious with, I'm about to work out. I'm about to go in a trance. Let me not just do it like people who do a job every day they don't really like and they do it on autopilot. Let me make it count. That's why I often go, guys, make it count. So you give yourself a little suggestion like that. Make it count. The problem is that if you're fairly new and you don't know what to expect, and you go make it count, that's going to make it too rigid, most likely. We don't know. But for you, maybe it would be, remember, have your mind open, allow it to happen. It's probably happening already. And just allow. For you, that would be great. So you do that a little bit before, and at the end, there's the post-hypnotic. But I think we covered a lot. We create all the fucking time, and now, speaking of hypnosis, at the core, everything is identity. Everything is identity. What does that mean? That's a strong statement. Well, we will either identify or not identify, and we identify with something regardless. So we must become aware of the subtle ways in which we identify, because identification then creates relation. So if a guy identifies himself as, for example, there's the like surface stuff. I don't really like nightclub. Okay, so he's probably not going to have the most optimal experience for whatever reason he's in a nightclub. But then if he also has another layer of identifying, like, and I get really comfortable, uncomfortable very fast. Now he's entering with that, and that's going to change his experience. What if a guy doesn't really like nightclub? But his sense of, he identifies, but you know what? If you're somewhere, you may as well make it pay. Totally different experience. And it's subconscious. We tend to all want to identify with powerful things, you know. We go, yeah, man, I'm a tiger. If we're more proactive, we all, unfortunately, tend to identify also in very detrimental way if we are really reactive. I've never been like this. I've always been like that. And it's a filter. So of your own, what's one thing you can do to change your identity? We can give you a little hint. I just did. So a person could maybe enter a nightclub and go, do I relate as being capable to operate in a place like that successfully? Or do I identify or relate more with the opposite of that? Because whichever one it is, whatever happens, it's going to give it a different meaning. Okay? Guy identifies that is logical. He hears something that is not logical the way he is used to. It might be logical in a different way. Okay? NLP guy does a loop, and he starts, he opens something, he talks about something, he doesn't finish it. He opens a second one, and then he comes full circle, and he gives a key point for all of the loops. There's logic to that. Where is there no logic? I think logic is inevitable. Where is there no logic? If a person talks nonsense, it's nonsense. There's the logic. If a person talks nonsense, it's going to breed more of that. So there's logic everywhere. The guy cock block himself by looking at himself through a peephole. So identity, when expanded, uncover it, it takes experts that you don't worry about which system. You just know, wow, the guy paid his due and paid his dues, and look at him, he's still talking about it. He was just teaching for 7 fucking day, and today's on fire because he loves it. He's in love with the art, and he's in love with helping others, but it's not the burden of them making the progress is not only on his shoulder, it's about what they're going to do. So Hypnotica, myself, and AZD are doing an event called Hypnotic Identity to shred the false self and to begin to shape your true self. You do whatever you want, but I think that in all honesty, if we step out of the bullshit reality most people exist in every day, if you're serious about it and you hear that three guys like that are going to do a sharp event and you know them already on that specific topic and you hear it's the core of it and the pitching starts with an early bird that's the equivalent of you went out and you bought a meal and you bought a meal for you and a meal for the girl and it cost a little gas and then you each had a drink. Your experience even reshaping your identity will be cheaper than that experience in buying a meal to a girl. Okay? So that's all. We did it for tonight. Thank you, my brothers. I know it's intense with me, but I know no other way, so you guys manage yourself, but you also know that we're here to produce a result, whatever it takes. Thank you, and if you're a first-time listener, aren't you lucky? You came like, wow. We dumped the whole thing on you in one shot, so we got to break it down for you, and you're going to go to VinceKelvin.com to look what's up, and you're going to send me an email, Vince@seductioncoaching.com to get extreme value in programs that normally we charge for. And if you have been to so many places where they go, claim your free gift by clicking here, well, you can always go another of those fuckers, or you could do send the email and be surprised and delighted that not everybody operates with a little bait that pulls you in, that some of us we will genuinely honor the time that you took to start your journey and give you something that is full value with no obligation beyond. All right. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and the best is yet to come. And I can assure you of this, but I don't need to assure anything because you can probably hear it in my voice. The best is yet to come.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.